You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, welcome to Pint Size Distant Pod. Every Sunday, we're going to be bringing you something from the Distant Pod archives. We've gone back through all of the episodes of the Socially Distant Sports Bar so far, and we found what we think are some of the funniest bits. So, if you like what you listen to over the next few minutes, then have a look on the episode description, because there'll be the episode number that this comes from in there, which means it makes your journey easier. You can then go off and listen to the whole episode either again or for the first time. If you're a new listener, this is quite a good way of getting into our archives. If you have been with us from episode one, it's a nice way of getting yourselves back into some of the old episodes as well. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this little snippet from the Socially Distant Sports Bar, our Distant Pod pint size episodes.
They're doing sex ed in my girls' school now. And some of the parents are up in arms about it. Not up in arms, but proper prudish about it. One said to me, "Oh, do you know they're doing sex ed in class, do you?" I said, Yeah, willies and bums and fannies and sperm and all that sort of stuff.
You said willies and bums.
And I was with my daughter at the time, and he's with his son, and he looked appalled. I said, "Mate, they'll hear it from their mates. They may as well hear it from you. It's fine. My daughter knows all about boners and erections and stuff." And the other day, there was someone that came on. She said, "What does that mean, Dad?" I said, "Well, it's a bit of a naughty word, but it sort of means when a boy's playing with himself." She said, "Oh, what do you mean when he's got a boner?" I said, "Yeah, basically that." I said, "When he's got a boner." "Then does he ejaculate?" I said, "Well, if he's old enough, yeah, that will happen." So wet dreams and all that stuff, periods, boobs.
One of the most amazing bits of our sex ed was when the sex ed teacher, also the knit nurse, she said, "Right then, so she said, so when a boy ejaculates, how much comes out?" And then she chose Justin in the front row. She said, "Justin, how much comes out when you ejaculate?" And Justin obviously,
ironically,
as you could
called
imagine,
Justin.
Yeah. Just looked at his feet and became incredibly
his
embarrassed.
His penis and checked.
I'd have got my dick, I'd have gone this much.
Boom. So obviously he didn't answer, because it's such a difficult position to be put in. And she said, "That's fine, he doesn't want to answer. Maybe all of his ejaculating happens in his dreams, in his wet dreams."
Fucking
and obviously
hell.
the class then just erupted.
Yeah, wet dream,
maybe
Justin.
This all happened in his wet dreams.
Christ. Yeah, miss we.
Sure, it sounds like an audition for Misery. How was this a flipping...
Yeah, it was bad.
God, our sex ed lessons were pathetic in school, honestly. They were pathetic.
Yeah, I don't really remember it.
I remember that. Drawing of a hard-on. Brilliant.
You had to draw one.
Oh, no, we didn't have to draw them ourselves.
Your homework! Draw the erect penis.
How big do you think?
You've
got to be realistic.
Something I can do.
Take that, Oxbow Lake.
You can stick sick quadrilateral equations up your ass. Hey, welcome to demonstrate a boner on the board for me. Yes, please.
An A star, finally.
No, a drawing of a boner on the board. We didn't specify, did you?
Would you like semen to be emanating from the crowd with some pubic hair at the base?
That's your A star sort of
erection.
My pop shot is second to none.
And I've
never seen a better one than mine. Peter North is the one that springs to mind from back in the day.
Who's he?
But I'll go one on one with Peter North. He was known for his pop shot in the 90s.
Is he a mate of yours or an adult film star?
He's not a mate of mine. He's a 6-year-old ex-porno actor.
Well, I don't know, do I? He could have been someone from Barry Rugby Club, given some of your stories.
Yeah.
You've never heard of Peter North?
No.
No. Does he make jackets?
This is my problem. Well, I'm a completist. No, Peter Storm is an Elvis impersonator.
I'm mixing up Peter Storm and North Face.
You are. Sorry. It's fine.
Peter Storm is an Elvis tribute act whose middle-aged women who follow him around the country call themselves the Stormtroopers.
Oh, nice.
That's nice. That is good.
So what are you capable of, Mike? What are you measuring in? Metres?
Metres or litres? What are we looking at here? Metres and litres?
Volume, number of squirts. Right. A lot. I mean, everything, all the categories, really. Yeah.
I'm
the flavour.
I'm just fairly standard. I think it's about half, maybe three quarters of a litre over about 50 metres.
Just fairly average.
Just over about 50 or 60
I'd like to
meters.
Change my previous assertion. I'm actually second to Alice.
Who appears to be able to put out fires.
I don't know, there's sort of distance of an Olympic
He's the Red Adair of spunking.
Nothing untoward, nothing major. Yeah, just 50 or 60 metres and about half, 500, 750 mil.
Like a sprinkler down the Liberty.
Yeah, 750 mil. I reckon the length of a bed, though, easy. Well, I know for a fact the length of a bed.
So, Mike, obviously I've not been to your new house, but in your old house, that was an Artex.
Hope you enjoyed that little extract from our archives of the Socially Distant Sports Bar. We will have another one of these pint-sized distant pods for you next Sunday. What you can do now is scroll through the episode description, find the episode that was from, and disappear off into our archives. Get yourself off on a journey around the Socially Distant Sports Bar.